Today's Shir Masechta Sota Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, on top of the Amud, the second line. The Kari Achri Mois V'Ach Basar. As we learned in the previous Shir in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah described what happens with the Kohen Gadol Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says that first he reads from Parashas Achri Mois, then he reads Parashas Emor. Vermini asked the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah Masechta Megillah, Medalgim ben Novi, ve Medalgim ben Torah, that we read from the Sefer Torah, we're not allowed to skip at all. So how does the Gemara say, how does the Mishnah suggest that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to skip? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, lo kasha. Kam b'chdesh yafsik ha-targumen. Kam b'chdesh lo yafsik ha-targumen. As we've been learning, when they used to read from the Sefer Torah, they had a metargumen. They would read a pasuk, and then the metargumen would say the Targum. So if the Sefer Torah can be taken to the right place, we could mish the Sefer Torah, we could move the Sefer Torah to the right place before the Meturgamin finishes his speech, then even in Sefer Torah we could do it. We could skip. Otherwise we may not. Ask the Gemara, how could Abaye suggest that that's pshat in the Mishnah Masechta Megillah, the Lakatani Medalgam Novi Ve Medalgam Torah. The Mishnah continued saying that when we're reading Nach, we may skip, but how much may we skip? Akdesh Leishak Targum. Even by Novi, when we're skipping, we're only allowed to skip as much as we'll finish before the Targum finishes his Targum. Mechlal, isn't the Mishnah teaching us the Torah Klalo? We're not allowed to skip at all in Torah under any circumstances. And as a Toy Evan explains the Shak Levitari of the Gemara, he says like this. At the beginning, Abaye thought that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to skip when we read from the Torah. So Abaye said, what does that mean, you're not allowed to skip? You're not allowed to skip if it's going to take longer than the Metargamon's speech. But then the Gemara says, if that's what the Mishnah means, and then when the Mishnah says, at Kadesh Layafsuk Atargamon, is referring to Divrei Torah, then the Mishnah's wording is difficult. Because the Mishnah's wording for Torah was, Ein Medalgam B'Torah. And if the Mishnah now, when it's saying, but if it's not that long, you may, so the Mishnah should have gone back to what the Mishnah said at the beginning. Ein Medalgam, that kama Ein Medalgam, how much may you not be medalig? The amount of time it takes longer than him to speak. If what says, at kama Medalgam, it must be referring to Nach, because that was the wording of the Mishnah when it spoke about Nach. Elam Abaya, Lo Kasha. Kam Binyan Echad, V'kam B'Shnei Inyonim. As the Rishonim explain, Abaya is saying there are two conditions that have to be met when we are Medalag B'Torah. Number one is it has to be shorter than the time it takes the Metargman to say his Targum. That's the first condition. And the second condition is that it has to also be the same inyan. If you're going to skip, even if it's a small distance, but if it's a new inyan, you're not allowed to skip. Why? So Rashi explains, because when it's two different inyanim, Divrei Torah are much harder to understand, and if you're going to skip from one subject to another subject, it's hard to concentrate and understand. Others explain, much simpler explanation, because it's Kavod HaTorah. We know that the kavod we have to give to the Torah is greater than the kavod we have to give to Nach, and therefore, skipping is inappropriate unless these two conditions are met. Ask the Mefarshim, obvious question. When you read a parasha in the Sefer Torah, any parasha, there are many subjects. So if Rashi is concerned, they say, that when you're going to read too many different subjects, it's hard to concentrate and understand, so how do we ever read the parashas HaShavua? They're different subjects. So the answer is that the simple answer is that's the Parshas of Shavuot. We didn't write it. That's the way it is. But to explain it a little better, is that we may think that when we're reading a Parsha, there are different subjects all put together. But it's not just haphazard. We know the Pasuk said, Smuchim la'ad, asuyim be'emes v'yosher. When the Torah has two Parshas next to each other, to us they may not look connected, but they're really very, very connected. And that's pshat why it's not a problem with Rashi's concern, because they really are connected, they really don't represent two different subjects. For Atanya, Atanya here means a raya, medalg mitar binyan echad. When we're reading from the Torah, we're allowed to skip for one in one inyan. Ubin navi, and we're reading navi, we're allowed to skip even shnei inyanim. However, whenever we skip, it's only the kan v'kan, the chadesh le'yafzik atargumen. As long as it's done faster, then the matargumen will finish. Vei medalgin, we may never skip, mi navi le navi, from one navi to another navi. Why may we not skip from one navi to another navi? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains, because every navi was written by a different navi, and every navi had his own unique style, and therefore when we skip from one type to another type of navi, it's hard to catch. However, Navi Shishneim Aser, Trey Aser is considered all one safer, and therefore Medalgin, we may skip from one Navi to another. We can't go backwards. And as a Machlokas Rishonim, in trying to understand what does it mean that we're not allowed to go backwards. Some Rishonim say it means in Trey Aser. We're saying that in Trey Aser we're allowed to skip. So says the Gemara, we're only allowed to skip going forward, not going backwards. That's one shot. Another shot in Rishonim is that in no Navi may we skip backwards. We're always only allowed to go forwards. And there's a third opinion in the Rishonim that we're allowed to go backwards in a Navi as long as it's one Inyan. But if it's in two Inyanim and it's backwards, we may not do that. So the Mefarshim ask a very interesting Halach Lamaisa, Paiskim ask. We know that in many communities, the minig is that if Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Sunday, so there's a special Haftarah that's read on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, but because the next day is also Rosh Chodesh, they read the first and last Pasuk of Machar Chodesh. But we just said you're not supposed to skip the Navi. You're not supposed to skip a Navi. And in other communities, not as common nowadays, I think maybe in the Sephardi communities they may do this, that when there's a chosin in the shul, they read Sois Osis. They read the Parshas HaShavuos Haftorah, but they also read, so they say Sois Osis. So the question is, how can you do that? We just said you're not supposed to skip the Navi. So there are a number of answers given. One answer is a fairly simple answer. This whole concern about Medalgan is when you're reading from a scroll. So it takes time to scroll the scroll. But if you're reading from, most shuls don't read from a cloth. Most shuls read from a Tanakh. So you can prepare the place before reading. So it's no issue of medalgam. Another pshat, which we're going to use a number of times in our shiur today, is that the only time we have a concern of medalgam is when we're reading with a matargamin. When there is no matargamin, all these halakas don't apply. Another pshat, and this is particularly relevant to the sois osis question, we're not reading sois osis as a haftorah. Reading sois osis as a zemer, was singing l'kavod chasan kala. The Gemara is speaking about reading the haftorah and what the halachas are. When we're singing, it's a whole different concept. Continues the Gemara. The goal is to say Torah. So we learned that the kohen, then the kohen gadol, after reading from sefer v'yikra, rolls up the sefer Torah, omnich b'cheiko, he puts it in his lap, and he makes an announcement that Yosef Mashikarosi Kosov Khan, and then he reads from Parshas Bamidbar, from Parshas Pinchas. V'kokach Loma, why does he make this announcement? Shleilo Hotzi Laza Sefer Torah. We don't want anybody to think that the Sefer Torah is missing. And as the Rishash explains, it's not just that he makes an announcement that the Sefer Torah is not missing anything. It's obviously not missing. We see it as a Sefer Torah. But now he's going to read, as we just said, from Parshas Pinchas. So one would think that that parasha is missing. So he says, no, the parasha is not missing. Just as we're going to learn in a moment, they can't roll the Sefer Torah that much. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked, he was saying they were concerned that you're not supposed to kokach loma, shleil lohetz yosal Sefer Torah, that you're not supposed to roll that much. So let's go further. From Parashas Pinchas, he reads Alpeh. Says the Gemara, why should he read Alpeh? For Lichra, Sefer Likri. Why don't we let him roll the Sefer Torah till Parashas Pinchas? Arav Huna by Yehuda, Amr Hasheshes, Lefi She'en Goyal in Sefer Torah B'tzibur. It's inappropriate to be Goyal in Sefer Torah in public. It's not Kavod HaTzibur. And from here the Paiskim say, we see how important the concept of Kavod HaTzibur is. I saw two interesting halachic lemaisos based on this concept. One is, we just discussed in the previous year, when one reads a pasuk, he's supposed to read it from inside. So if a rav is saying a shir, and he's quoting a lot of pasukim, and if every time he's going to have to quote the pasuk, it's going to take time for him to open up the Tanakh to look up the pasuk, we have a concept of kavod tzibur, and there he's allowed, that's one of the reasons the rabbanon, if they remember them, are allowed to say the pasukim bal peh. Another halach lemaisa based on this is, let's say this comes up. There's a shul, and it's a day for Kriyas HaTorah, and the only person that can know how to lane is in the middle of davening. He was even in the middle of the Birchas Krishma, which we know the halacha is, that you're not typically allowed to interrupt in the middle of them. The halacha is that if the only person who can read from the Torah is in the middle of the Birchas Krishma, he could stop in the middle of the Birchas Krishma, the Mishnah Berurah Paskens this way, and go up and lane. Why? Kavod HaTzibur. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. Why don't we bring out another Sefer Torah to read from it? Answer the Gemara, Rav Huna bar Yehuda, b'shem Pegama Sharishin. There's a concern that people will think that the first Sefer Torah is possible, and that's why we took out another Sefer Torah. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, l'fish e'im avach b'rach shen etzricha. If we're going to take out a second Sefer Torah, so the Kohen Gadol is going to have to make another bracha. And we're going to have here a situation of a bracha shen etzricha. So what's pshat pegama shorishin? People are going to think that there's something wrong with the first sefer. So the question that the Rishonim ask is very simple. Our Mishnah gave us what to do. Make an announcement that there's nothing wrong with the first sefer Torah. I just took out a sefer because I have to read from it. So Mefarshim give two answers. One answer is that announcements only work when you're not taking out another sefer. In our Mishnah, you're not taking out another sefer. Here, you want to take out another sefer and rely on the announcement that there's nothing wrong with the first sefer. Announcements don't work when you take out another sefer. Others suggest that that's the reason Reish Lakish wasn't satisfied with the answer of Begam Shorishin. Because why is there a problem with Begam Shorishin? Take out another, make an announcement. That's why he said there's a problem of Baruch Hashem Etzricha. Brachashenetzricha, the concern is that he's going to have to say the brachas again. So first of all, there's a machloikas rishonim. Brachashenetzricha is an issa daraisa, issa drabonim. The Rambam holds that a brachashenetzricha is an issa daraisa. Tosfos holds that brachashenetzricha is only an issa drabonim. So Mefarshim asks, why is it a problem of Baruch Hashem Etzricha? We have a very simple solution. Let him make. Just like every time you make another bracha when you get another aliyah, why shouldn't you make another bracha here? And really the question is a little deeper. Because they say as follows. Let's say I'm going to eat an apple. I know I'm going to eat more apples. So the halacha is, I don't have to make a new ha'etz every time I make a bracha. Every time I eat an apple, I make one ha'etz for all the apples. So why are we concerned that the kohen is going to read from the second sefer? And when he's going to read from the second sefer, he's going to have to make another bracha. He shouldn't have to make another bracha. When he makes his first bracha, it should work for the second sefer also. So Mefarshim answer as follows. Very, very beautiful teretz. If I'm eating an apple, I'm not mechuyev to eat an apple. I want to eat an apple. I don't have to eat the first apple. I don't have to eat the second apple. I don't have to eat the third apple. So there, the first bracha on the first apple could work on all the other apples I'm going to eat. Here, the kohen doesn't have an option if he's going to read from the second Sefer Torah. He's mechuyev to read from the second Sefer Torah. That's not a situation that's optional. He's obligated and he has to make a new bracha. So what is that he has to make a new bracha? So I saw a very nice pshat. The truth of the matter is, the Mefarshim say, that the Kohen's entire making a new bracha is a very big shaila. Because why? The Merai Meisada, the Netziv, says a very big yisod. When we lain b'tzibur, it's a chiv on the entire tzibur. There's about kairi, but we all have a chiv for Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah in Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol reads, is only a chiyuv for the Kohen. and the Kohen already said Brichas HaTorah in the morning. So now we want that he should read, make Brichas HaTorah in the morning, like all of us, make a bracha on the Kriya before the first Sefer, and then make another bracha before he reads from the second Sefer. That's really too much, and that's why it's considered a bracha Shena Tzricha. So the Magen Avraham asks the Gevaldige Kasha. We know that on Shabbos, and particularly on Yom Kippur, there's a very big problem. Gemara says Masech the Brachas. Mo Hashem Shoyal Mimcha. That everybody has to make 100 brachas every day. So ask the Magen Avraham, so says the Shlah, we know Shabbos Yom Kippur, where we have much shorter Shemone Esrei, 7 brachas instead of 19 brachas, we have to make up the brachas. So says the Shlah, on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, there is no issue of bracha Shena Tzricha. So ask the Magen Avraham, why is our Gemara concerned with bracha Shena Tzricha? It's not a bracha Shena Tzricha, it's Yom Kippur. There is no problem with bracha Shena Tzricha. So the Rama Mepana says, who has a problem with bracha Shena Tzricha? We. Because we're not the Kohanim. We're not saying all the extra brachas. So therefore, Chazal, we're lenient and we can make a bracha Shena Tzricha. The Kohen Gadol had no problem with bracha Shena Tzricha. Because he said many, many brachas on Yom Kippur. And therefore, this heter that the Shlah says that applies to everyone else doesn't apply to the Kohen. And that's why he doesn't have the heter bracha Shena Tzricha. But here we have a very fundamental machlokes rishayim. The Gemara says, we're not supposed to mish a Sefer Torah. It's not covered at Tzibur if we roll a Sefer Torah. So we have here a machlokes rishayim, a very common shayla. Let's say you have a shul that only has one Sefer Torah. And it's Shabbos where we have 2 Sefer Torah. So what are you supposed to do? So the Rashba says, Anachanami, don't roll the Sefer Torah. He says, which is the second Kriya, I don't know if he would say by Parsha Zocha, because Parsha Zocha is a Chiv Deraisa, but by the other ones, don't read it from the Sefer Torah, read it from a Chumash. Why? Brachas Shena Tzricha. It's the cover that Sefer. The Mordechai, who we Paskin like, disagrees. The Mordechai says, of course, we should roll the Sefer Torah that we have if we only have one. But the truth of the matter is, the Mordechai is difficult to understand. Because our Mishnah clearly speaks about Kavrat Tzibur. What's the Mordechai going to do with our Gemara? So one teretz that I saw is there's a difference in what kind of Tzibur we're talking about. If you're davening in a shul, you can have a bigger crowd, you can have a smaller crowd, but it's a Tzibur. The Tzibur that was in the base of Migdash was all of Klal Yisrael. So it's a different Tzibur. So when are we more concerned about Kavrat Tzibur? We're more concerned with Kavrat Tzibur when we have such a large crowd. Not when you don't have such a large crowd. Another teretz, which is something we've been discussing, the only time we're worried about rolling the Sefer Torah, I said this teretz before, is only when there's a meturgeman. We don't read with a meturgeman, so these halachas don't apply. Another teretz goes back to the netziv that I quoted. There's a difference between the chiv of a Kohen Gadol and our chiv when we're sitting in shul on Shabbos. The Kohen Gadol has his own personal chiv. We don't have a chiv. So for the Kohen Gadol's chiv, we should all stand there and wait till he rolls the Sefer Torah, cover that Tzibur. But on Shabbos, we're all equal in the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah. So that's why it's not considered a tircha. We're all obligated to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, and it's not a concern of Kavrat Tzibur, and that's the halacha. If there's only one Sefer Torah, we roll it. It's a good question. It's not klar. Ask the Gemara, Umich Shinu L'Pagma, are we concerned for the gam of a Sefer Torah, that we shouldn't take out a second Sefer Torah. Von Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Rosh Chodesh Tevis Shechalius B'Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Tevis comes out on Shabbos. So it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Shabbos, and it's Hanukkah. The halacha is, maybe Shalosh Torahs, we take out 3 Sefer Torah. The Kaira, Achs Min Yonah Shal Yoyim, 1 is the Parshas HaShavua, Achas Shal Rosh Chodesh, then we read from Rosh Chodesh, V'Achach Shal Hanukkah. So we see that there is no concern to take out multiple Sefer Torah. Answers the Gemara, plus the Gavra, plus the Sifri. When we're taking our 3 Sifri Torah on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, everybody gets a separate Aliyah. There's no concern for the Gam. However, Chad Gavra, when we're calling up one person, the Trey Sifri, here the Kohen Gadol is the only one that's getting an Aliyah. There's more of a concern, Ikka Begama. So Mefarshim ask, why does the Gemara have to speak about the case that doesn't come up that often, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah? We have a much more common case. Very often do we have to take out two Sefer Torah. Every Yom Tov, we have to take out two Sefer Torah. So why does the Gemara choose this extraordinary situation? So one teretz that I saw, simple teretz, is that the Gemara once always prefers to ask from a Braisa. This is a Braisa. There is no explicit Braisa or Mishnah that says that you take out two Sefer Torah. So he prefers to ask from a Braisa. Another teretz that I saw is that on a regular Yom Tov, for example, when we take out two Sefer Torah, the second Sefer Torah is Maftir. We already learned in our Perek, the Maftir and regular Kriya are two separate subjects. So we can understand why you need two Sefer Torah. Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Hanukkah, the second Sefer Torah is one of the Zayin Krum. So it's much stronger of a question. And the third teretz that I saw is as follows. If we take out two Sefer Torah, we could understand. We didn't want to wait to take the first Sefer Torah and roll it, cover that Sefer, so we took out a second Sefer. When we take out a third Sefer, why do we have to take out a third Sefer? Why don't we just, while we're reading from the second Sefer, roll the first Sefer? That's why it's a much better kasha. So he said, Umevarach la Shemana Brachas. The Kohen says Shemana Brachas. Tana Barah Mevarachim la Torah. First bracha he makes is Asher Nasa Lanu Torah Emes. Kedarach Shemavarachim Beis HaKnesses. Like we ever, well, we always make a bracha when we get an aliyah. Then we make a bracha of Avoida, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to do his Avoida. For Ador, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechiras Oven Ketikunan, which is the Nusach of Slach Lanu. Our Migdash Befnei Atzman, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the base of Migdash. For Kahanim Befnei Atzman, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Avoida of the Kahanim. For Yisrael Befnei Atzman, for Yishlam Befnei Atzman. V'shar, and then we say Tefillah. Tarabonim, Hashat Tefillah. What is the tefillah that we say? Tchila Rino Bakasha. We say these words. So why do we say these four words? So the Mashah says, we know that when we say a Shmona Esrei, there's a Seder to the Shmona Esrei. First we say Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we say Abakashas. So that's here too. Rino represents the Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Bakasha represents what we need. But then I saw another beautiful pshat. Yom Kippur has in it two elements. Yom Kippur has an element that we're speaking about the past, we're asking for Mechilas Avoinus, and has an element that we're speaking about the future, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us for the new year. A Jew who approaches God on Yom Kippur with these two different perspectives, are very different perspectives. When you're speaking about Mechila, so you're asking, you're begging for the past. When you're speaking about the future, it's with a Simcha. And these four words represent those two different concepts. Tchina represents the past. Rina speaks about simcha, about the future. And then tchila represents the future, tchina is the past, rina is the future, and bakash is the past. And we combine it all together. Shamcha Yisrael, tzrichan v'sheya, Klai Yisrael needs Yeshuas, v'choysim v'shmei tchila. V'kam v'eilich, after the Kohen Gadol finished reading from the Sefer Torah, Kol Echav Echav Mei V'Sefer Torah Mitoch Beisai. Everybody brought their own Sefer Torah from their homes, the Korobai. The Kol Kach Lama, why was everybody allowed to bring the Sefer Torah from home? Kedei Laharis Chazusa L'Rabim. Everybody showed off their beautiful Sefer Torah. So the first question is, it's Yom Kippur. How could you carry? So I saw three Trutzim. There is this man, the Omer, in Masech the Yuma, that says, Ein Erev Atzal Yom Kippurim, that there is no Issa to carry on Yom Kippur. So that's why they could carry the Sefer Torah. Another teretz that I saw is that Yom Kippur, there is Yerushalayim is a city with a wall. So you're allowed to carry in Yerushalayim. And they have an Erev. And the third teretz that I saw is that indeed, they brought the Sefer Torah from before Yom Kippur, that they should be there on Yom Kippur to be able to read from. So the Mara says, why did they bring the Sefer Torah? Kedei laharois chazusa l'rabim. Posh pshat is they wanted to show off their nice Sefer Torah. Zeh keli vanveyu. How everybody has a beautiful Sefer Torah. But I saw the Paiskim use this Gemara to teach us an incredible lesson. They use this Gemara to teach us that even though we know showing off is not acceptable in Halacha, showing off a Dvar Mitzvah is acceptable. And here, the people were showing off the Dvar Mitzvah, that's acceptable. And that's why I saw from Moshe Sternbuch, I saw from other Paiskim, if somebody has a nice Esrig, he's allowed to show off his Esrig if his intent is Erlich, if his intent is to show that he has a nice esrig. In fact, the Mefarshim say, it says at the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos, Eze derech sheiv alay adam, kol she tferes lo aseha, a tferes lo man adam. What's pshat? If you do something, if you do a dvar mitzvah, with your intent being tferes lo aseha, you want to do a mitzvah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then tferes lo man adam. You're allowed to even show off to other people. However, the Mefarshim also say, what does the word esrik stand for? Al tivienu regal gava. That a person should not allow the esrig to become a vehicle for him to show off, look at my esrig, it's nicer, it's better than yours. Says the Mishnah. We learned that the Melech, and we're going to discuss it, Bariches, read from Sefer Torah on Sukkot of the year after Shemitah, and the Mishnah discusses what? The Rambam says that even though our Mishnah said that the beginning of the Perek, the Parshas HaMelech was read B'loshen HaKodesh, it's only the Parsha that had to be read B'loshen HaKodesh, not the Brachas. Parshas HaMelech Ketzed, Matzah Yontav Rishon Shel Chag, on the night after the first day of Sukkot, B'Shmini, B'Matzah Shvius, the eighth year, which is the year after Shemitah, Oysen Le'Bimah Shel Eitz Ba'Azara, they made a wooden platform in the Azara, even though the Halach is that you're not allowed to make wood structures in the Azara. Here, it was permitted, the Mefarshim explained, because first of all, it's only temporary, and second of all, it was in the Ezra's Noshim, and the Melech sits on it. Shenemar, Miket Sheva Shonim, at the end of the seventh year, B'moyed. Chazan HaKnesses, Noitel Sefer Torah, the Chazan takes the Sefer Torah of Noisel Rosh HaKnesses, V'Rosh HaKnesses Noisel L'Skan, V'Skan Noisel Koin Godel, V'Koin Godel Noisel L'Melech, five people. The Ben Yoyada says, why five people corresponding to Chamishi Chamishi Torah? V'amelech oimir makabel, the king gets up and takes the Sefer Torah, v'kairi, yoshiv. And he reads it sitting. Agrifas HaMelech. We know there were two Agrifas HaMelechs. They were from the base Chashmonoim. One was Agrifas number one, and one was Agrifas number two. Most Rishonim say that this way Rashi learns, that the Agrifas of our Mishnah is the second Agrifas, who had rebuilt the base of Migdash. According to Rashi, his mother was a Jew, his father was an Eved. Omad v'kebel, he took it, v'kara v'oimid. And he didn't sit down, because he wasn't from Malkus based Ovid. He read the Sefer Torah standing. V'shechfuah k'chamim, and the Chachamim praised him for accepting this part himself. Ukshigia, and when he came to the pasuk of Le'suchol losetz alecha, Ish Nachri, that you're not allowed to take somebody who's an Ish Nachri as a king, Zogu Einav Demos. He started crying because he was an Ish Nachri, as we just explained. The Mefarshim asked, why did he only cry by this pasuk? The pasuk before it says, Soim Tasim Alecha Melech Mekerav Achecha. So he already wasn't Mekerav Achecha, so why wasn't he crying by the previous pasuk? So I saw two terutzim. The previous pasuk is only an assay. This is a lav. A lav is a lot more stringent than an assay. Another teretz is that Soim Tosim Alecha Melech speaks to the people who are appointing him as a king. He didn't appoint himself, so they did something wrong. But not being a king, it speaks to everyone, including himself, and that's why he cried. Amalai, so the people saw how upset he was. They told him, Atasyara Grifus, don't worry, Grifus, Achinu Ata, Achinu Ata, you are brother. First they say, why do you say Achinu twice? So they say, he says, not only are you do we allow you to remain king, but are we even going to allow your children to remain king? The Kari Metchilas El Advarim, he reads from the beginning of El Advarim at Shema, then he reads Shema Vahoyim Shemaya, he reads Asa to Aser, Kischal al Aser. It's very important that he should read the Mefarshim explain the Parshas HaMaiser. Two reasons. Because typically, the Tvua of Shemitah is not Mechuyiv and Trumas HaMaisers. But there are times that there are certain produce that is Mechuyiv and Trumas HaMaisers. So he may make, people may make the mistake. They know Shemitah were part of the Trumas HaMaisers. So he reads for them the Parsha of Trumas HaMaisers to say, you have to keep the halacha in mind. Sometimes you'll be mechuyev. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that because we just finished the Shemitah year, And because of the Shemitah year, people haven't given Trumas and Maisras, so there's a concern that they may forget that din, so we want to remind them that din. Or Parashas HaMelech, or Brachas V'Kolos, at Shigayim Kol Parasha, until he finishes the all of Seder Dvarim, Shekayim Gadol Mevarach, Brachas Shekayim Gadol Mevarach HaYisan, the Brachas that we just learned, that the Kayim Gadol says, HaMelech Mevarach HaYisan, does the king make the same Brachas? El Shinoisim Shal Gloyim Tachs Megil Sav Oven. The Kayim Gadol on Yom Kippur spoke about Mechilas Oven. Here we're not on Yom Kippur, here on we're on Sukkot, so he speaks about Yontif. Says the Gemara, B'Shmini Salka Deitech, does it mean in the eighth day? I'm Ema B'Shminis. It means on the eighth year, the year after Shemitah. Says the Gemara, V'Kol Hanei Lomeli, as we learned the Mishnah gave one and another exact date when he has to read. Why do we have to say all of these different points? Tzrichi. Dikas Rachmana Miketz. If the Torah would have just written the word Miketz Shevishonim, have Mina Nivna Mahashta, we would think that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael, from when they enter Eretz Yisrael, 7 years later, you should have Hakel, which is not true, because they didn't start counting the Shemitah until 14 years after they entered Eretz Yisrael, because there were 7 years that they captured the land and 7 years that they divided the land. So don't start right away. Only start from when Shemitah is applicable. On the other hand, I saw that what about in a time if that the Barabai Sheni, many Rishonim hold that the Chi of Shemitah was only a Chi of the Rabbanon, was the Mitzvah's Hakel applicable? Most Rishonim say that even though we only had Shemitah the Rabbanon, they still had Mitzvah's Hakel. That having been a Nimna Mahashta, so we think that we should start counting as soon as they enter Eretz Yisrael, even though Shemitah hasn't begun. Kas Rachmana Shemitah. Be Kas Rachmana Shemitah, have a minute besides Shemitah. As soon as Shemitah ends, before Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, we should have Hakel. Kas Rachmana B'mayit. No, you do it on a Yontif. Be Kas B'mayit, if it says Yontif, have a minute B'rei Shata. It means Rosh Hashanah. Kas Rachmana, therefore the Torah says, B'chag HaSukkos. Vikas Rachmana b'chag Sukkos. If the Torah said chag Sukkos, have a mina fill yontif achron. I would think you could do it even on Shmini Atzeres. So Mefarshim, Paiskim, use this lahaloch l'maisa. Very common shaila. Person experiences 7 days of Sukkos until he gets used to saying in Shemini Esrei as chag Sukkos hazeh. And it comes Shmini Atzeres, so we don't mention Sukkos, we say Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. And he forgot. He says Sukkos. Does he have to say over Shmini Atzeres or not? So the Paiskim say, our Gemara is a proof that he doesn't have to say over Shmini Atzeres. Because the Gemara is assuming that Shmini Atzeres is part of Sukkos. And that's why the Gemara is saying that maybe it should be on Shmini Atzeres. If Shmini Atzeres is not Sukkos, how could the Gemara have a Havamina that we could do it on Shmini Atzeres? Which also answers another Shiloh Alok Lamaisim. If one is careful in davening Shemini Esrei and Shemini Atzeres properly, on Shemini Atzeres you don't say Chag Shemini Atzeres, you say Yom Shemini Atzeres, because nowhere does the Torah call Shemini Atzeres a Chag. So again, a Shaila. What happens if somebody made an error, and when he davened Shemini Atzeres, Shemini Esrei, instead of saying Shemini Atzeres, he said Chag Shemini Atzeres? Does he have to say over Shemini Esrei? Since Al Gemara says that the word Chag could possibly include Shemini Atzeres, so from here we see the Paiskim say that if accidentally you said Chag on Shemini Atzeres, you don't have to repeat Shemini Esrei. Kos Rechmona, that's what the Torah says, V'vor Kol Yisrael, when everybody comes, Mischalta Demoid, at the beginning of Yontif. Beginning of Yontif, but as we learned, not on the first day of Yontif. Why not on the first day of Yontif? So Rashi says, it can't be the first day Yontif, because we had to build a platform, and on Yontif you're not allowed to build a platform for the Melech to sit on. I build the platform from Erev Yontif, says Rashi, that would be a problem, because you need place in the Azara to move around. And if you're going to have a platform there, you're not going to have any room to move. That's why it meant Matzah Yontif Arishin, which means a machlokes rishonim. What does it mean? Most rishonim, that's what most Rishonim say. Motzei Yontif Rishon means the night after the first day of Yontif. That means that the first day of Sukkot is a Tuesday. Tuesday night was when they read, they had Hakel. There are Rishonim that say that Hakel did not take place the night after the first day. It took place during the second day, during the day of the second day. There are also Mefarshim that say, because of what we said before, and I forget to mention this, that Yontif Achron doesn't mean Shemini Atzeres. Because Shemini Atzeres is not part of Sukkot. So the Gemara could have never had a Havamina that on Shemini Atzeres should be the day for Hakel. What the Gemara meant with Yontif Achron, it meant the last day of Chol Moed, the last day of Yontif. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's pshat, that Rashi says that the reason it couldn't be the first day Yontif, because you have a problem with the platform. Tosfos says, if the Torah tells us to do something, the platform is not the issue. Tosfos Amar Aleph explains that the pasuk is to be understood not the first day, but the second day. So we learned, B'chazin HaKnesses, Noitel Sefer Torah V'Noitel Rosh HaKnesses. So Gemara repeats something that we discussed in the previous year. Shmam Ino, Cholken Kovel Talmud, B'mokam Rav. Because as we discussed in the previous year, here we have all these people who are below the Kohen Gadol getting this honor that the Sefer Torah is being passed to them. On Rabbaya, it's not that they're getting covered, it's all Mishin Kfoy to the Melech. The Melech Oymer Makabel, the king gets up and reads it, he reads it sitting. Agris v'melech, Omad v'kiva v'karva Omad. He remains standing. Omad, mechlal de Yoshev. It means that he got up. How could have agreed? That means he was sitting till now. The question is, how is he allowed to sit there? V'memar, ein yeshiva b'azoro, el malchus beis tava b'vad. And Agrifus, as we learned, wasn't a member of the malchus beis David. Shenema v'yova melech David, v'yeshiv l'fnei Hashem v'yoymer. So how could Agrifus have been sitting until he got the Sefer Torah? Answers the Gemara, could Amar of Chizda, as we learned in the previous year, be'ezras noshim. This took place in the Ezras noshim. In the Ezras noshim, other people are allowed to sit. And that's why, Hachanam be'ezras noshim, Agrifus sat, because it was in the Ezras noshim. V'shevchua chachamim. The chachamim praised him. Says the Gemara, shevchua, they praised him. Mechlal the shaper Ovid. He obviously did the right thing by remaining standing. Ask the Gemara Omer of Ashi, Afilaman the Omer, Nasi Shemochal Kvoidoi, Kvoid the Mochal, that a Nasi has the right to forgive his honor, Melech Shemochal Kvoidoi, and Kvoid the Mochal. So how could a Grifus give up his covet? He's a Melech. A Melech can't give up his covet. And the Mepharshim explain, why can't a Melech give up his covet? The Mepharshim say that the covet of a Melech is not his own covet. How does somebody become a Melech? Because the people appointed him to be Melech. A Talmud Chacham, how does he get covered? Because he learned, and he knows Torah. So it's his Torah, so he has a right to be Meichel on that covet. A Melech's covet is not his to be Meichel. So how is a Grifus allowed to be Meichel's covet? Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, Shetei Masa Alecha, says the Gemara, Mitzvah Shani. It's different by Mitzvah. Here he did it for Kriyas HaTorah. So there's a number of points to make. First of all, Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon in the Yad Shaul explains, what's the Lashon HaTorah, Soim Tosim? Should say, Tosim Alecha Melech, Soim Alecha Melech, what's Soim Tosim? So he says, what the Torah is saying is like this, Soim, you'll make a Melech, and the Melech will be Meichel in his covet. He can't, because it's Tosim, every moment he's the Melech again. So he gives up his covet, but the next minute he's a Melech again. So he has never a situation that he's not the Melech, that he could give up his covet. Rav Elchanan, in the Kibbutz Ha'aris, explains why is a Melech Shemachal Kvayda en Kvayda Machal. He says, because he has an obligation to have covet of Malchus also. Just like we all have to have covet of Malchus, he has to have covet of Malchus. And covet of Malchus entails that he doesn't give it up. In fact, Rav Elchanan takes the concept even deeper. Because as we're learning, we're going to learn it more in a moment, Agrifus really wasn't supposed to be a Melech. So the question is obvious. When is there a din of Soim Tosim Alecha Melech and give him the covet when he is a legitimate Melech? But if he's not a legitimate Melech, what are we worried about his covet? Says Rav Elchanan, the mitzvah of Soim Tosim Alecha Melech is that any person who's in that position, even if he shouldn't have received the position, we have an obligation to honor him and can never be Meichel on that covet. So I saw the The Mefarshim ask, the Gemara here says, the mitzvah shani. Tzarech mitzvah, he's allowed to give up his covet. The Gemara says, Mesech the Yevamis, that a king is not allowed to do chalitza. Why is he not allowed to do chalitza? Because we know that chalitza is not such a nice experience. And melch shmachal kvoide, en kvoide mochal. Ay, it's a mitzvah. So how could he give it up? Why shouldn't he be able to give up his covet? So Rabbi Yosef says, there's a difference between mitzvahs. The mitzvah in our Gemara is a mitzvah, the rabbin. All, as we said before, all of Klal Yisrael is there. Chalitza is just him and his Yevama. Another teretz that I saw from Mechel Yehuda Lefkowitz is very nice. He says, a melech could give up his covet when it's for a mitzvah. But he's not allowed to be embarrassed. What happens by a chalitza? You spit at the person. That's not just not having covet. That's having bezyoinus. Bezyoinus he's never allowed to have. Continues the Gemara. Oshigila Esrucha Lasseis, when he came to that parasha, Tanam Shmed Reb Nosson. Ba'is Hashah, Neschai V'son Yisrael Kliya. Klal Yisrael was mechuyev to be destroyed. Shechnifel Ole Grifus. They flattered him when they weren't supposed to. And we begin now the sugya, it's a shver sugya, of Chanifa. You're not allowed to flatter someone flawlessly. And that's what they did by Agrifus. Achloikus, we're showing him how many lavin you're over when somebody is choinef. The pasuk says, lois achnifu es haaretz. The pasuk says, lois seder, pnei zdol. The pasuk says, it's a chila Hashem. All of these lavim are involved in chanifa. Amrav Shimon ben Chalaftim, yoyim shegover agrifish lachanufa, when chanufa became more prevalent, nisafsu hadinim, it's impossible to do din properly. Because chanufa is the opposite of din. Din is honesty. And chanufa is sheker. Niskalkul amaisim. We don't know what's real and what's not real. Because included in chanufa is faking. So is a person who's a fake. So we think that the person's really great when he isn't. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda ben Marova. B'tayim Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Mutar lahaknif l'rishoyim b'yom haza. You are allowed to be machnev Rishayim in this world. Shnemar la yikra oid l'novel nadiv l'chli l'yoyim eshua. When Mashiach comes, we won't say these things. Mechlal to ba'olam hazashari. In this world, you're allowed to. Rav Shimon, lakish amahocha, kreis pnei l'kim v'tirtzeini. Yaakov said to Esav, seeing you is like seeing God. Apligid Rav Levi, domer Rav Levi, moshel shi Yaakov v'esav l'ma davadoyma. How do we understand that story? L'odim shazim es chaveri. Somebody invited his friend. He saw that the other person wants to harm him. So he said, you know, this food that I'm cooking is a good, is as good like the food that I ate by the king. So the person who wants to harm him starts thinking to himself, this person knows the king. So he stays away from harming him. Call Adam Shesh by Chanufa. Anybody who has Chanufa, maybe Aflo Oilam, brings anger to the world. Shnema v'chanfei leiv yisimu af. They bring anger to the world. V'loyoid el she'ent filos neshmas. Shnema lo yishov ka'asrim. Why is this tefillah not answered? It's so beautiful pshat. What is the main component of tefillah? That you mean what you say. What is a chaynef? Doesn't mean what he says. So his tefillah is not accepted. Simon af oiv gehenem biyodin nida goyla. Rabbi Blazer called Adam Shesh by Chanufa. Anybody who has Chanufa, afilu ubrim shmeim imam mekalanaisai. Even fetuses in the mother's womb curse him. Shnema v'aymel rosh tzadik ata yikvu amim yizvu la umim. Vein koiv ela klola shnema lekava kail vein la um ela ovrim shnema v'aymel oym yemetz. So there are a lot of pshatim why dafka the fetuses curse him. But I saw one beautiful pshat. What is the point of somebody having children? To mechanech them properly. Somebody who is a chaynef will never be able to bring up his children properly. And that's why those children curse him. Vam Rebbe Lazar. Kol adam shesh b'chanufa, noifel b'gehenim. Shnema hoi ha'omer l'ra toiv, l'toiv ra. Maksev ka'achrov, l'ken ka'ochel kash. Loshen eish, v'chshash l'hova yirpa, he will be burnt. Even though we're learning how bad chanufa is, and the Gemara will continue discussing it into tomorrow's shir, there are certain exceptions to the rule that I saw. One exception to the rule I saw is that a husband is allowed to be chaynif his wife. You're allowed to flatter your wife. A Talmud is allowed to be chaynif his Rebbe, and a Rebbe is allowed to be chaynif his Talmud, as long as he's not lying. And then I saw interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe discusses that there was a doctor who was a Jew who was married to a non-Jewish woman. But the doctor was a very important person who was needed for people to, they needed him, but you know, everybody likes a little compliment. So Rav Moshe says, as long as you don't speak about his action, you speak about his personality, and his personality is a good personality, that's not called chanifa. One more point, very relevant, the Stechema discusses this. You know, already in that time, everybody was titled Harav HaGoyim, Hatzadik. So the question is, how can you write that when you know the person isn't Harav HaGoyim, Hatzadik? So Stechema says that if it's popular, if that's the minig, that that's what you write about everybody, that's not called Chanifa, because that's the way everybody's called.